do a work in each one of our heart and life. As we begin, Lord, to honor you and begin to get ready to receive that which you have for us. And Father, we ask ourselves, why are the Christians in the Bible so strong in the midst of persecution? And we begin to see the keys coming forth, Lord. They recognized they were a minority and that they were different, and they were willing to accept the persecution for being different. And Father, we live in a society today that is humanist, atheistic, godless, where sin is no longer a sin, but it's clothed with another phrase. And Father, in this world that we live today, we know it's still possible to follow Jesus. And we still will be blessed by you. We will still be the head and not the tail. And we will still prosper in everything that we do. We ask, O God, that you would cause your Spirit to re-examine our hearts and our lives, Lord. That we would ask ourselves, what is true Christianity? What does it mean to be a follower of Jesus? Not just to be a born-again Christian. But we need to ask ourselves what it means to be a follower of Jesus. What does it mean to be a disciple of Jesus? Father, we ask, Lord, as we find the answer to these questions, that we will reorganize our life, reorientate our lives. And this is the word that God promised to each one of our heart and life. Yea, my children, even as you make me your Lord, I will show you what eye has not seen, nor ear heard, that which I have prepared and reserved and kept unto these days, the wonderful things for those who love me and who are called according to my purpose. I have longed, saith the Lord, to hear the worship of those who love me and those who are my disciples. I have longed, saith the Lord, to work a mighty work among those who have put me as their Lord. My spirit is calling, my angels have gone forth. Whom shall I send? And who shall go for me? In this world of darkness, I want to anoint and send for my witnesses. Whom shall I send? And who will go for me? And those who make me their Lord, I will show them the riches of my treasures, that they may know that I am their God and their Father. And the world will know that I am their God and their Father. And there will be no one like them. For my glory will then rest upon my people. Father, we ask, Lord, that you continue, Lord, to awaken our hearts to your Lordship. Oh, Father, that we would honor you. And we pray for those who begin to put you, Lord, but need to balance between drawing strength from you and walking in their own strength. We pray, O God, that we would draw strength from you for every day of our lives. And we pray those who sacrifice and serve you will be renewed and strengthened. And we will find a ever-flowing river of life and strength that never ceases. Renew strength for those who need strength. And purpose actions for those who need to purpose forth. We ask, O Lord, that you will establish grace and your mercy upon our lives. Detach us from this world, that we can be sent back into this world as a witness for you. In Jesus' name we pray, Lord. Amen.